Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
T2 told me something during the break. If you don't listen, now you do. On Saturday nights from 7 to 9, on our sister station, WORD, is a little show called the Upstate Pulse, hosted by the great Willonzo. It is the best description I've been able to come up with so far. It is a nerd pop culture show.
Yeah.
All right?
And
best
it's fun.
I can give it. And they do some interesting stuff on that show. T2 told me that last Saturday,
which you can find, you can actually look it up on the stream.
Yep.
Or on Facebook.
Go to the Fan Upstate, go to the Upstate Pulse's Facebook page.
That's right.
T2 told me that this past Saturday, they tried ranch flavored ice cream.
It was gross. Just the sound of ranch-flavored ice cream now is just makes me gag.
Lonzo last week brought this up and asked me if I'd be willing to eat it. And my answer was, much like with everything else, if it gives me content, sure. Just for funsies at the house, no. Now.
Yeah, I don't think I would have done that at home, no.
Rob Brown has waxed his leg hair live on the air before.
What?
Is there
video of this?
There is. It's from Bet for the Cycle, which is our Saturday baseball gambling show, which, by the way, I can now officially tell you guys, will not only return for this year's Major League Baseball season, with its original cast of yours truly, Rob Brown, Cody Decker, former MLB player turned unprofessional professional athlete, and everybody's favorite hating ass Mario. But I can also tell you that not only will Bet for the Cycle return every Saturday during MLB season with the original cast and crew of Rob Brown, Cody Decker, and hating ass Mario, but I have been informed as of a phone call yesterday that this year it will run all the way through the World Series. Last year they took us off the air 2 weeks before the playoffs began to flip to a football format. This year, I have been told by the bigwigs at the BetQL network that Bet for the Cycle will run all the way through the World Series this year. You are welcome, America. Your Saturdays just got better. Anyway, on that show, myself, Cody Decker, and Hatin' Ass Mario, every week made a personal bet against each other, right? I bet so-and-so will get a total of 3.5 bags. I bet so-and-so pitcher will go, you know, over 6 1/3 innings pitched or whatever. And instead of betting money, we bet punishments. For instance, Hatin' Ass Mario had to put on the makeup of The Crow, you know, the Dylan Lee movie, and go eat at Indianapolis's nicest steakhouse dressed as The Crow. I had to eat a heaping spoonful of Vegemite out of a jar. And let me tell you, ladies
Vegemite.
And gentlemen, if you've never had Vegemite.
Sounds like a bug killer.
Dude, I'm not entirely sure. It's not a person killer. All right. Vegemite tastes what I imagine. If you could take pure, unbridled, uncontaminated hatred and condense it into a jelly, that's Vegemite. It was awful. Cody Decker, who has the body hair of a small woodland creature, had to get 2 strips of hair waxed off of his chest on the air. We put each other through hell for your entertainment. I am down to clown if it gives us content that makes y'all like us.
Same
all right?
Here.
Now, I told Zoe I would try it on the air for the sake of content. There's no point in my life at all ever that I would just eat ranch flavored ice cream. All right? Lonzo said, will you eat ranch? Right, on other things. I don't just take a spoon to a bowl full of Hidden Valley. All right? It's not my bag. That's gross. T2, 10 words or less. Ranch ice cream description.
I mean, I could do it in one. Disgusting.
Did it just taste like ranch?
Yeah, it tastes like cold vanilla ranch. Like that vanilla sweet with that ranch, it's making me gag right now. Ew. One of the worst things I've ever put in my mouth. Like just disgusting.
I got negative interest, right? I've got negative interest.
Don't try this at home, kids. Like, for real. Like, it was bad.
I've got less than negative interest. I don't understand. All right? Listen, you know, I said earlier.
I mean, ice cream and ranch should not be uttered in the same sentence, much less be in the same box.
Let me say this. I told you guys earlier, piece of advice that I got from both Mr. Rogers and a therapist at one point in my life.
Mr. Rogers.
If you wouldn't talk, like if one of your friends came to you and had a problem that you're having in your life and you wouldn't call them a pathetic fat slob, why would you say it to yourself, right? Which makes perfect sense. I'm going to go ahead and say this. If there is any point of you that enjoys ranch flavored ice cream, you need to hate yourself more.
Yeah.
All right? Not less. You need to hate yourself more. Just no.
Well, I mean, like, I wouldn't say that, like, I mean, because everybody's entitled to their own way they like to eat things. I mean, that's fine. But, ew, like, I just don't understand you at this point.
Listen, there's an exception to every rule, okay? There's an exception to every rule.
Yeah.
Rob Brown, for instance, Rob Brown watches something to the tune of 6 to 8 hours of professional wrestling a week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the right to judge what anybody else wants to watch on TV. The fiance right now is really big into 1,000-pound sisters. Now, that show makes me go, no. Not because they're large, just why is this a show, right? I'm not like, I don't judge these women for being what they are, but like, I'm not entertained by it. She, on the other hand, loves it, obsessed with it.
Yeah, Kia's into Married at First Sight right now.
I watch 4 to 6 hours of professional wrestling minimum a week. I'm in no position to judge, right?
Right.
I say all the time.
I watch a whole bunch of anime.
with the exception of like Nazis, be whatever you want to be. I have friends from all over the political spectrum. I have friends from all over the gender spectrum. I have friends from all over the sexuality spectrum. I'm all on board for you to be who you want to be, and I will still absolutely be friends with you, except furries. I just don't get it. All right? It's just a bridge
furries,
too far.
Man.
It's just a bridge too far.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
they pee in cat
I'm
boxes.
From Southeast Louisiana. All right? The things that I not only have eaten but continue to eat as delicacies will make some of you hurl. I get it. All right? I don't judge what people eat or what they like to eat. I don't. I never have. I never will. Eat what you want to eat. Except ranch flavored ice cream. Screw you if you enjoy that. There's something wrong with you. All right? You need help. You need a therapist.
When you said that, I immediately thought of a video of I saw a woman literally eating tarantulas, live tarantulas.
Nope.
Like, it was crazy. So I don't know about that last statement, man.
All right. Let me get a couple of texts. Texter says T2 is the man. All right. Love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I agree. Texter says stick some buffalo wings in the ranch ice cream and you're good to go. No, I will just stick it in regular ranch like a person. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm not dipping my perfectly good hot wings into cold ice cream.
No. Yeah. That makes zero sense.
Texter says, I watched a female drink an entire bottle of Hidden Valley and then proceed to projectile long-range white vomit into the bushes. Nasty. Go Gamecocks.
Okay, nice but let's I want to make this kind of clear because it's ice cream and Hidden Valley Ranch. It's not, it does taste, I'll tell you what it tastes like. It tastes like your kid just spilled ranch over your vanilla ice cream and you ate it anyway.
No, that's
what it tastes like.
No, that's worse. I'm out.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!